And the pasuk continues, "Lokachto eis ha'ail hasheni, and you shall take the second ayil. V'somach Aaron uvono v'asidehem al rosh ha'ail, and Aaron and his sons will place their hands, lean their hands on top of the ayil." It is interesting that the lashon by the par in pasuk yud was v'somach Aaron uvonov. Aaron uvonov shall lean v'somach lashon yachid. And by the ayil harishoin, the first ayil in pasuk tesvav, it says v'samechu Aaron uvonov lashon rabim. And now in pasuk yutes, by the second ayil, it goes back to a lashon yachid v'somach. Ayin in sefer gan rove, and also in the Orach Chaim that discusses this diuk. V'shacharato es ha'ayil, and you shall slaughter the ayil. V'lokachto midomoy, and you, Moshe, shall take from its blood. V'nosato, and you shall place it al tnuch oizen Aaron v'al tnuch oizen bonov hayimonis, on the right ear of Aaron and the right ear of his sons. What part of the ear? The tnuch, which is the middle cartilage in the ear. V'al boyin yodom hayimonis, and also place it on their right thumb, by the middle joint of the right thumb. V'al boyin raglom hayimonis, and on their right toe. And the remaining dam you shall sprinkle on the mizbeach around it, which means shtayim shein arba, like we explained earlier by the oila. So basically, the dam was placed on Aaron and his son's right ear, right thumb, and right toe. Then, v'lokachtam min adom asher al mizbeach, you shall take from the blood that was just sprinkled on the mizbeach, u'mishemen hamishcha, and also take from the anointing oil, v'zeisa, and mix them together. And sprinkle this mixture on Aaron and his begodim and his clothing, and on his sons and his sons' clothing. And through this, Aaron and his clothing and his sons and their clothing will become holy. And you shall take from this second aisle hachelev, the fats, which Rashi says is a machloikis. Either it means the fats of the intestines or the fats of the stomach. V'ho'alya and the alya. This was a certain fat that was below the kidneys in the lower portion of the animal. The reason why it is not mentioned earlier by the par is because the alya was only separated and brought on the mizbeach by a sheep, not by a goat or a par. And that's why by the par it is not mentioned. V'esachelev ha'machases ha'kerev, and the fats that cover the insides, v'es yoseres, and the yoseres, which we said was a membrane near the liver, ha'kaved, and also part of the kaved you took out, v'eshtei ha'kloyos v'esachelev asher aleihen, and the two kidneys with their fats on top of them, v'es shoik ha'yamin, and the right thigh, ki el miluim hu, because this was an el miluim. Rashi explains the word miluim over here to mean complete. This shlomim, this aisle, was complete with everybody. Everybody got a chelek, a portion from it. Moshe, who is the kohen, will get the chaza, the breast of the animal. The kahanim will get the flesh. And the mizbeach is getting all these pieces of chelev that were just mentioned in Pasuk Chaf Beis. The Pasuk here mentions shoik hayamin, the right thigh. And this right thigh will be nikrav, will be brought on the mizbeach together with all the fats. And that was an unusual thing, because usually the shoik was given to the kohen together with the chaza, with the breasts. But over here, Moshe, who was the kohen, did not get the shoik, but rather it was brought on the mizbeach. Another interesting point over here in Pasuk Chaf Beis is that the Pasuk divides the chelev into two parts. It says ha-chelev v'ho'alya, it says chelev separately, which is referring to the chelev hadakim, the intestines, or the chelev hakeva. And then it says chelev hamachases hakerev. Earlier, by the par in pasuk yud gimel, it does not say that. It just says v'lokachta kol chelev hamachases hakerev. It does not say chelev separately and then a different chelev hamachases hakerev. And the Rambam says that whenever the pasuk just says chelev and does not say both, like we find by par, it is including in the word chelev both chalavim. Not only the regular chelev hamachases hakerev, but also the chelev hadakim and the chelev hakevim. And the pasuk continues that not only did they bring all these fats on the mizbeach and the shoik hayomin, but also out of the 30 chalos, one of each type was also brought on the mizbeach. And the pasuk says, v'chikar lechem achas, and one of the kikar lechem, which are the chalis matzis, the chalas lechem shemen, and achas, and one of the Ravucha, the one that the hot water was poured on, which is called Chalas Lechav Shemen because it had the most oil, like we explained earlier. The Rokik Echor, and one Rokik, which was the one that was smeared after it was baked with oil. Misal HaMatzah is from the basket of Matzahs, Asher Lefnei Hashem. One of each type you took. Misamta HaKoil Al Kapi Aaron Val Kapi Vonov. And you shall place all of these, which means the Chalev, and the Alya, and the Chalev HaMachases HaKerev, the Yoseris, and the Kovei, the two kidneys, and the Chalev Asher Alehen, the Shoik HaYomin, and one of each of these Chalois, three Chalois, and place them all on Aaron and his son's hands, Ve'hinafta Oysam Tnufo Lefnei Hashem, and you shall wave them, a waving before Hashem. As Rashi explains, Moshe put his hand under Aaron's hands, and they waved it in all four directions, and up and down. Then you, Moshe, should take all these things from their hands, and smoke it on the Mizbeach, al ha'oila, after the carbon oila that you just brought, for nachas ruach, that you listen to what I said, lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, ishehu, it is a fire offering, it is brought on the fire, lashem, in the name of Hashem. Then you shall take the breast, me'el ha'miluim, from the isle of the miluim, asher la'aron, that was to Aaron. Ve'inafta oisei tznufa lefnei Hashem, and you, Moshe, shall wave it before Hashem, v'hoya l'chol amoneh, and it will be for you for a portion. All Moshe got out of all these three karbonos was the chazan. So Moshe really lost out in a way from what typically a kohen should have got from these karbonos. By the par l'chatos, typically a kohen would get all the remaining flesh of the chatos, but over here Moshe did not get it; it was burnt. And concerning the shlamim, Moshe should have gotten the chazav v'shoik and one of each of the chalos. But over here, all he got was the chaza, because the shoik and the three chalos were brought on the mizbeach. V'kidashto es chazeh atrufa ve'es shoik hatruma. And you shall make holy the chaza, the breast that was waved, and the shoik that was lifted. Rashi says in Parashat Shmini that even though it says by chaza tnufa and by shoik truma, they were both waved in all directions and lifted up and down. Ashehunaf, Ashehuram, that was waved and that was picked up. Me'el ha'miluim, from this carbon, this ram of miluim, me'asher la'aron u'me'asher levonov, that was from Aaron and from his children. The fact that over here, during the Shiva Shemei miluim, Moshe waved the chaza and the shoik was placed on the Mizbeach, that will be mekadesh for all future generations, that when somebody will bring a shlamim, the chaza and shoik will go to the kohen. And it will be for Aaron and his sons for an everlasting decree, me'es b'nei Yisrael, for the b'nei Yisrael, when they bring a carbon shlamim, kisarumahu, it will be a separation for him. Usruma yiyah me'es b'nei Yisrael, it will be a separation from mizivchei shalmehem, it will be a separation from the b'nei Yisrael, from the carbon shlamim. Trumasam l'Hashem, their separation to Hashem, the chaz of his shoik will go to the kahanim. And this was all because of the tznufa of the chaz here by the Eil Miluim, and the hakrava of the shoik hayomin by this carbon. The pasuk now seems to break from the procedure concerning the karbonos and tells us about the bigdei kohuna, ubigdei hakodesh asher le'aron, and the clothing, the holy clothing that Aaron wore, the eight begadim. Yiu levonov acharov, they shall be to his sons after him, which means if one of his sons becomes a kohen gadol, they will wear his begadim, these eight begadim, lamashcha bahem, to become great through them, ulamali vames yodam, and in order to inaugurate them as a kohen gadol through these clothing. Shivas yomim yilbasham, for 7 consecutive days he will wear them. Who will wear them? Hakoyen tachtav bibonov, the one that will serve instead of him from his children. If one of his children will be fit and qualified to become kohen gadol, they will be the first ones chosen, and they will wear the begadim for 7 consecutive days. Asher yava yoel mayid, we are referring to the kohen gadol who comes into the oel mayid. Over here, the oel mayid means lifnai v'lifnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, L'sharis BaKodesh, to serve in the holiness. So the pasuk is saying that these clothing were handed down from one Kohen Gadol to the next, and there was an inauguration period of 7 days in which the new Kohen Gadol would wear these clothing. Now the pasuk goes back to the aisle that was brought for a Karban Shlamim, and we only mentioned what happened to the fats of the aisle, but we did not say what happened to the flesh, nor did we say what happened to the other 27 chalos, the ones that were not brought on the Mizbeach. And the pasuk continues, Ve'es el ha-milum tikach. And the aisle of milum you shall take, ubishalta es besorei b'makom kadosh, and you shall cook its flesh in a holy place. Even though usually a karban shlamim is a kachim kalim, and kachim kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, over here it would mean to be eaten anywhere in the three machanos, but over here this el miluim was kachim kachim. It was a shlamim that was kachim kachim. Therefore, it had to be cooked and eaten b'makom kadosh in the chutzar of the oil mayed. Va'ochal Aaron uvonav es besar ha'ayil, and Aaron and his sons will eat the flesh of the aisle. Ve'salechem asher basal, and the remaining 27 lechem. Pesach oil mayed, by the opening of the oil mayed, which is referring to the chutzar of the oil mayed. Va'ochlu oisam, and they will eat them. They will eat these meats asher kupar bohem, that they will become cleansed through them. What does it mean they will become cleansed? Up to now, they were not holy. They were in a state of non-holiness. And now they are becoming Kohanim. So they will be cleansed from this state of not being Kohanim to become Mekudosh onto the level of Kohanim. Lamale es yodom, to inaugurate them, lekadesh oisam, to make them holy. Vezar lo yoychal ki kodeshem. And a zar, somebody who is not a Kohen, should not eat this meat, ki kodeshem, because they are holy. And Rashi explains from this pasuk we learn out to all kodshe kodoshim that a zar, somebody who is not a kohen, should not eat it. If there will be any remaining flesh from the meat of this aisle, umin alechem, and from the 27 breads, ad haboker, until the morning, and you shall burn the remainder in fire. Lo yeyochel, it shall not be eaten, ki kodeshu, because it is holy. And you shall do to Aaron and his sons like this, like everything I have just commanded you. And the reason why the pasuk says this again, that you should do to Aaron and his children exactly what I just told you, because if you don't do exactly what I told you, they will not be kohanim, and their avodah will be pasul. Shivas yomim tamal yodam. For 7 days you shall inaugurate them. 7 consecutive days doing this procedure. Ufar chatos, and the par chatos, which was the first carbon that we mentioned, the par lechatos, tase layoim, that shall also be done every day, al hakipurim, to cleanse the mizbeach. Rashi explains that it is pashut that the two elim, the two rams, have to be done every day of the 7 days, because the two elim were an integral part of the inauguration of the kohanim. But since the par was brought also to be mechaper, to atone, to cleanse for the mizbeach, so I might think that to cleanse the mizbeach, it is enough to bring it one day. You don't have to do it all 7 days. Therefore, the pasuk says, no. Upar chatos tasa layoim. The chatos also you have to bring every single day. Even though it is al kippurim, it is just a cleanser for the mizbeach. In what way was it a cleanser for the Mizbeach? So in Rashi's first pshat, he said it was like we explained in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Asher Kupar Bohem. Just like the Karbonis cleansed Aaron and his children from being non-Kaihanim to becoming Kaihanim, so too the Mizbeach that did not have Kedusha until now is being cleansed from a state of non-holiness to a state of holiness. A second pshat, Rashi says, is that Al HaKippurim means Kipshutai, Kippurim, an atonement. And it was an atonement that just in case somebody took stolen items and dedicated it for the Mizbeach and for the Mishkan, the Par Lachatos, this Par Lachatos will atone for that. V'chitesa ala Mizbeach, and you shall place the blood on the Mizbeach, v'chapercha olav, when you atone on it, v'moshachta oisi l'kadashoy, and you shall anoint the Mizbeach to make it holy. Shivas yomim techaper ala Mizbeach, for 7 days you shall atone on the Mizbeach, v'kidashta oisi, and you shall make it holy, v'hoya ha-Mizbeach kodesh kodoshim, and the Mizbeach will be kodesh kodoshim, kol hanegea b'Mizbeach yigdosh. Anything that touches the Mizbeach will become holy. And Rashi explains in what way was the Mizbeach Kodesh Kodashim. It was Kodesh Kodashim by the fact that anything that touches the Mizbeach will become holy. Which means that even if a psul, a carbon that was pasul, came onto the Mizbeach, you can still be makrevin. But it does not mean every type of psul, only certain types of psul. And we learn it out from the next pasuk where it speaks about a carbon oila. Just like a carbon oila, when it comes into the azara, into the courtyard of the Mishkan, it is good, it is kosher. So we learn out that also it has to be a type of carbon that when it came into the courtyard, it was kosher, and it just became pasul when it was in the azara. For example, roiva v'nirva, an animal that had relations with a person, is pasul for a carbon. That's a psul that can happen outside the azara. Nevar, an animal that was worshipped for avodah zarah, that is also a psul that happens outside. But tame, if an animal, if the flesh becomes tame after the shechita, or lun, if it was left overnight off the mizbeach, or if the kohen had a wrong machshava to eat it chutzlas mane or chutzlas mekaymai, these are psulim that happen in the azara. And the pasuk is saying that if a psul happened in the azara and then you put it onto the mizbeach is kodesh kodashim, that to make this carbon kosher again, in order to be able to be nikrav on the mizbeach. But a psul that happened before it came in, like roiva v'nirva, nevat, and muksa, even if it will go on top of the mizbeach, it will still be pasul. Let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Chaf. The pasuk is discussing the second aisle where Aaron and Vonov made smicha on the aisle, and then Moshe shechted it, and took the blood and put it on the tznuch of Aaron uvonov. So Rashi, who has sochus, it is the cartilage, geder ha'misoi shebesoicha oizen, the middle section of the ear, shekurin tandrus, which is called tandrus. And they put it also, alboyin yodam, on the thumbs, hagoidel, the thumb, uveperik ha'misoi, and in the middle section, the middle joint of the thumb. And they took the chalev, zeh chalev hadakim, it is referring to the chalev of the intestines, oyakeva, or some shittas hold, the chalev of the stomach. It is machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. V'ha alya, min hakloyus ulamata. The alya was the part of the animal from the kidneys and down. K'moish mefurish b'vayikra, shenemar, the pasuk says, le'umas he'ose yisirena. Remove the alya near the eitzah, near the kidneys. Mokum shakloyus yoyetzes. Near the place where the kidneys give advice. The kidneys are known to give advice, to be yoyetz. And therefore the pasuk says, remove it near the eitzah, near the kidneys that give advice. Uve'emure ha'par le'nemar alya. And concerning the fats of the par mentioned earlier, the alya is not mentioned. She'ein alya kreva el bekeves bekevsa, the ayal. The alya is only brought by sheep, keves, kivsa, and ayal. But, aval shor, va'ez, by an ox, or by goats, ein tu'unim alya. They do not need the alya to be removed from them. And you should also remove the right hip, the right thigh. We do not find by other korbanos that they brought it on the mizbeach, the shoyk hayamin. Im ha'emurim, together with the other emurim. El zubavad, only this one. This is the only place where the shoyk hayamin was nikrav. Ki el miluimhu, because this is a el miluim. Now there's a little bit of a problem with the girsa of Rashi, and we will read Rashi according to the girsa of Yosef Halel. And he says, Lashon Shlemus, El Miluim, the word Miluim means a Lashon of completeness, Shehushlam Bakoil, because this carbon was complete with everybody. Magid HaKosov, Shamiluim Shlomim. The Pasuk is telling us that this Miluim is Shlomim, it is complete with everybody. Shalom LaMizbeach, it is complete to the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach will get its Chalovim. And it is complete to the one who does the avoda. Moshe will get the chaza. Will the bailim, and over here it's to Aharon Uvanov, who are the bailim, they will get the flesh. That's why I need the breast to go to the one who does the avoda as a portion. In this case, it was Moshe sheshimesh b'miluim. He was the kohen during the 7 days of miluim. And the rest was eaten by Aaron and his sons, who are the owners. Like it will be explained further on in the pasuk. So everybody got a piece of this shlamim, and therefore it was called El Miluim, the aisle that was complete with everybody. And you shall also take one of each bread, v'chikar lechem min achalos, v'chalas lechem shemen min haravucha, from the one that the hot water was poured on it, v'rakok min harakikin. From the Rekikin you should also take one of ten. Echad meyaser, 1 out of 10, shemachol min v'min, from every type. We do not find anywhere else that the bread that was brought together with the carbon was actually brought on the mizbeach, except for here. Because the bread that was brought with the lachmei toida, that was brought with the toida, and the bread that was brought with the isle of the nazir, were given to the kahanim imachozet, together with the breast, v'shoik, and together with the thigh. But over here, all Moshe got out of this carbon was the breast. He did not get the shoik, he did not get the bread. They were all nikrav al gabi hamizbeach. And you shall take all this and do tnufa and truma. Al kapi Aaron behinafta, put it on the hands of Aaron and wave it. Shneim asukim b'tnufa, habaylim v'akoyin. Both of them were busy doing the waving, the owners and the kohen. Okay, Sad. How is this possible? The kohen, which is Moshe here, places his hand under the hand of the Bailam. Umeinif, and he waves it. And in this instance, Moshe was the kohen, and Aaron and his sons were the Bailam. Tnufa, what does tnufa mean? Moiluch umevi. He waves it back and forth. To the one who the four directions belong to him, Hashem. Utnufa ma'akevas umevatelas puranes, and waving it is mevatel punishments, veruchos rois, and bad winds. Truma, what does truma mean? Male umorid. He waves it up and down. Lemisha shamayim va'orit shaloi, to the one who the heaven and the earth belongs to him, umeakevas telolim roim, and it stops bad dews. Al ha'oila, this will be brought after the oila. Al ha'ail ha'rishon, after the first aisle, she'ha'elesa oila, which you brought as an oila. L'reach nichayach, zog Rashi l'nachas ruach, for a source of contentment, l'misha omar v'nasar itzayni, because I said that you should bring it, and you listened to me. Ishe le'esh nos, and it was placed on the fire. It's interesting that Rashi seems to repeat what he said already earlier by the first aisle in Pasuk Yud Ches. Over there, Rashi already explained Reach Nichoyach means Nachas Ruach, and Eish means that it was brought on the fire. Why did Rashi have to repeat it here? Lashem, Lishmoy Shel Mokoyim, in the name of Hashem. And this is also interesting that Rashi before did not mention and explain what Lashem meant. Only here, the second time, does Rashi explain the word Lashem. And in Sefer Be'er Yitzchak, he is medayik this diak in Rashi. Tenufa, Lashon ha'ilocha v'hava. It means waving back and forth. Rashi over here is repeating what he said earlier in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, where over there he already explained what tenufa means. Zok Rashi v'kidashto es chazei ha'tenufa v'sheik ha'truma. You shall make the chazei and sheik holy, kitcham l'doros, make them holy for generations. Li'es neheges, trumasam v'hanafasam, b'chazei v'sheik shel shlamim. That it shall be noyig. They're lifting and they're waving by the chazei v'sheik of other shlamims. Avaloi la'aktara, it does not mean that you will bring it on the mizbeach. Ela, only, v'hoya la'aronu levonav le'choil. Like the Pasuk says further, in Pasuk Chaf Ches, it will be for Aaron and his children to eat. Huram Lashamala Umarid, to lift it up and down. And again, Rashi is repeating what he said in Pasuk Chaf Dalet. L'chok Oila Me'ez B'nei Yisrael, for an everlasting decree from the B'nei Yisrael, Shashlamin L'Bailim. The Shlamin will go to the Bailim. V'eschozo V'eshoik Yidnu L'Koyin. And the Chozo V'eshoik will go to the Kahanim. Ki Trumuhu HaChozo V'eshoik Hazeh. This Chozo V'eshoik will be a separation for the Kahanim. And the Pasuk explains that the Big Day Kohuno will be Levonov Acharov, Lemisha Bob Gdula Acharov, the one who will become the Kohen Gadol after him, Lemoshcha, Lisgadol Bahem, to become great through these clothing. Sheyesh Meshicha, there is a Lashon of Meshicha, Shehi Lashon Shrara, it is a Lashon of greatness. Kemoi Lecha Nesatim Lemoshcha, to you it was given to become great. Al Tigu V'Meshichoi, do not touch my great one. And these begadim will inaugurate them. Through the begadim, he will become the kohen gadol, and he shall wear these clothing for shivas yomim ritzufim, 7 consecutive days. Whenever we see the word shivas or shloishes with a tav at the end, it means consecutive. Just like Zakrashi yilbasham, he will wear them. Yilbasham akohen, asher yakum mibonav tachtav, the one that will get up from his children afterwards, after him, l'kahuna gadolah, to become a kohen gadol, kishiyimnuhu liyos kohen gadol, when they will appoint him to become kohen gadol, ashiyaba eloyel moed, the kohen gadol that will go into the oil moed, oisei kohen, this kohen, hamuchan likones lefnai velefnim, that was prepared to enter the Holy of Holies, Biyom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur. V'zehu Kohen Gadol, this is referring to the Kohen Gadol, She'ein Avodas Yom HaKippurim K'shera El Aboy, because the Avodah on Yom Kippur is only kosher with him. And the Pasuk is saying that this Kohen Gadol will wear these clothing. Tachtov Mibonov, Melamed, She'im Yeshloi L'Kohen Gadol Ben, Memala Es Mekoymei, if the Kohen Gadol has a son who is qualified to take over his place, Yimnu Kohen Gadol Tachtov, he will be the first to be appointed instead of his father. HaKohen Tachtov Mibonov, Mikan Raya, from here is a Raya, Kol Loshen Kohen Loshen Poyel. The word Kohen means a verb. It means to serve. Oyved Mamish, it means a worker, to serve. Lefikoch nigun severe nimshach lefanov. That's why there is a trup, a cantillation of a severe under the word kohen. We know that a darga and severe separate one from the other. And since the word yulbasham is a darga and hakohen is a severe, so the word yulbasham and hakohen are separate. So the pasuk reads like this: Shivas yamim, for 7 consecutive days, yulbasham, he will wear them. Who will wear them? Hakohen tachta mibanov, the one who serves instead of him from his children. If the word meant HaKoyen, the Koyen, it would have to say HaKoyen Asher Yechahen Tachtav Mibonov. But since the word Koyen means to serve, so it means HaKoyen, the one who serves, Tachtav Mibonov. And from here is a Raya, the word Koyen is a verb to mean to serve. B'mokoim Kodosh, he will take the flesh of the El Miluim and cook it in a holy place, B'chatzar Oil Moed, in the courtyard, Shashlomim Halolu Kodshe Kodoshim Hoyu, because these Shlomim, this Shlomim was Kodshe Kodshim, as opposed to other Shlomim which are Kodshe Kalm. Pesach Oil Moed, Kol HaChatzah Korikein, they will eat it, Pesach Oil Moed, it does not mean they ate it in the opening of the Oil Moed, but rather in front of the opening of the Oil Moed, which is the whole Chatzar. Just like Rashi had explained earlier in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lamed Gimel, Va'ochlu Oysam, and they will eat them, Aaron Uvonav, Aaron and his sons will eat the flesh of this carbon, Lefi Shehem Baalehem, because they are the owners, the Bailim of this carbon, Asher Kupar Bohem, that they will become cleansed through eating it. So Bohem is Lohem, it will cleanse them, Kol Zoros V'tiyuv, from being in a strange state, in being in a state of unholiness, it will cleanse them to become in a state of holiness, to become kahanim. Lamalias yodam, to inaugurate them ba'ayel v'lechem halolu, through this ram and these breads. L'kadei shoysam, shal yedei hamilum halolu, through this inauguration, they will become holy. Nismalu yodam v'niskashu l'kahuna, they will become inaugurated and holy to do the kahuna, to be kahanim. Ki kodeshem, do not eat the flesh of this shlamim, because it is holy. Kodshe kodoshim. It's kodshe kodoshim, and therefore you cannot eat it. Umikan lamadu azara. From here we learn a lav. Lazar ha'echel kodshe kodshim. For a zar, one who is not a kohen, to eat kodshe kodshim. Shenosan ha'mikwet tam lo davar. Mishum de kodeshim. Since the pasuk gives a reason and says, do not eat from this shlamim because it is holy, we learn to all kachay kachim that since they are also holy, a zar is not allowed to eat them. And you shall do like this to Aaron and his children. The pasuk repeats this statement, la'akev, to be ma'akev, and to tell you that it's possible. If even one prat, one detail was left out of this procedure, Lanismalu Yudeam Lias Kahanim, they will not become inaugurated to become Kahanim, Vavoidosam Psula, and their Avoida is Pasul. Oisacha is like the word Oisach, Kmay Oisach, Shivas Yomin Tamale, for 7 consecutive days you will inaugurate the Kahanim, Be'in Hazeh, with this procedure, Uve Karbonois Halolu, and with these Karbonois Bechol Yoim every single day. And not only shall you bring the 2 Elim and the Lechem every single day, but also you shall bring every day the par chatos. al hakipurim zakurashi bishvil hakipurim, in order to cleanse lachaper al mizbeach mikol zoris v'tiyuv, to cleanse the mizbeach from any strangeness, from being in a state of not being holy to a state of becoming holy. Since it says do all this for 7 consecutive days, I would only think something that came because of them, kigoin ha'elim v'alechem, the elim and the lechem, which was an inauguration for Aaron and his sons, aval habo b'shvil hamizbeach, but something that was brought to cleanse the mizbeach, kigoin par shu lechita hamizbeach, for example the par that was to cleanse the mizbeach, lo shamanu, I would not know that it is brought every single day. Lekach hutzruch mikrazeh, that's why I need this pasuk to tell me even the par which was brought to cleanse the mizbeach will also be needed every single day. Maskel David asks, how can Rashi say over here that the par was only brought for the purpose of cleansing the mizbeach, and it was not brought for the purpose of Aaron and his sons, when Rashi earlier in Pasuk Aleph clearly says that the par was brought as an atonement, a kapara for the Maisa Egel that Aaron did? So how can Rashi over here say that it was only for a cleansing mikol zoros v'tiyuv for the mizbeach achitzon? And Maskel David answers that the first day of the Miluim, the par was brought as an atonement for Aaron. But all the other days, it was brought l'chaper al mizbeach mikol zoros v'tiyuv, to cleanse the mizbeach from all zoros v'tiyuv. And therefore, I would have a havamina to think that since from day 2 and on, it was only for the purpose of the mizbeach and not for Aaron, so therefore I would think you wouldn't have to bring it every single day. Kamash below the pasuk that you still have to bring it every single day. Medrash Toras Kahanim Omer, and the Medrash Toras Kahanim says, Kaporas hamizbeach hutzruch, they needed a kapora on the mizbeach. Shemes nadev ish dover gozel, maybe somebody donated a stolen item, the melechas hamishkan hamizbeach, for the mishkan or the mizbeach. Therefore, the par was a kapora, an atonement for this person and for this thing that was donated and it was stolen. So according to this pshat, we have a different pirush in the word alakipurim. According to the first pshat, it meant it was a cleansing. According to this pshat, it means kipshutai, a kipurim, an atonement for the item and for the person that donated this item that was stolen. Zokt Rashi, v'chitesa, v'sitke, and you will cleanse. Loshin matones damim. It is referring to the application of blood, hanasunim be'etzba, that is placed with the finger on the kronos, on the top of the mizbeach. Kari chitoy, that's called chitoy. Since we were referring to the par over here that was placed be'etzba, the dam was placed with the kohen's finger on top of the kronos of the mizbeach, that is the lashon of v'chitesa. Moshachta oisoy, and you will anoint the mizbeach b'shem ha'mishcha. V'chol ha'mishicha is k'min chaf yivonis, and all these smearings were done like a Greek chaf, just like we mentioned by the rekike matzois was smeared like a chaf yivonis, and also the mishicha of Aaron was k'min chaf yivonis. So too the mizbeach was k'min chaf yivonis. V'hoyo ha'mizbeach kodesh kodoshim, the mizbeach will be kodesh kodoshim. What is the kedusha of the mizbeach? Kol hanegea b'mizbeach yigdash. Anything that touches the mizbeach will become holy. Afilu carbon posel sha'ala alav. Even a carbon that is posel that will go on the mizbeach. Kachoy hamizbeach lachshiroi shelayere. The mizbeach will make it holy to make it kosher that it will not have to go down anymore. Bitoch shenema. Since the pasuk says kol hanegea b'mizbeach yigdash, shemeya ani, I might think bein roi bein sheinu roi, that whether it was fit before it came into the azar or whether it was even not fit, it would still be able to be brought on the mizbeach once it touches it. Kigon davar shelo hayo psula b'kodesh, for example, something that was not posel in the azar, but rather before it came to the azar, kigon roi v'hanirva, an animal that had relations with a person, whether a female animal or a male animal, umuksa, or an animal that was set aside for avodah zarah, venevan, or an animal that was worshipped, vatrefa, or an animal that had a wound that will not allow it to live for a complete year, all these are psulim that happened outside the azara, ukiyosa bohen, and similar types of psulim similar to these. I would think that if they touch the mizbeach, they still remain on top, and you are supposed to be makriv them. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'zeh asher taseh hasamach achrob. The pasuk in pasuk Laman Ches says, the parsha of oilo, ma oilo, Ru'uya, just like a carbon oila, is fit to be brought as a carbon when it comes into the Azara, afkol ru'uya. It also means anything that is fit to be makriv when it comes into the Azara and then touches the Mizbeach, you can bring. Shenira loikvar, v'nifsal mishabol Azara. It was good in the beginning when it was brought into the Azara and became puzzle in the Azara. Kigoin, halon, if it stayed overnight off the Mizbeach, v'yotze, or it went out of the walls of the Chatzar, v'hatame, or after it was shechted, it became tame. V'shenishchat v'machshevetz chuslas mani v'chuslas mekoyme, or at the time of Shechita, the person had a machshava to eat it out of its time, in the wrong time, or in the wrong place. V'kiyotze behen, and all different psulim similar to these, those type of psulim, once they touch the Mizbeach, you are makrovid, even though it was once possible.